Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sunday, we're all at church. Oh, the church of crime. Welcome, everyone. Is everybody having a nice fringe? Are you having a good time? Yeah. Had a good day? I've never seen such lovely weather in Edinburgh. We are all in such a good mood. I don't know what to do with myself.
You might think I've caught the sun, but I've actually just been pre-drinking.
Hannah has always been the most dedicated among us to the brand.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for coming.
This is just sheer curiosity, but give us a cheer if you're actually from Edinburgh. Oh, well, yeah. Well done for supporting the Fringe. Yay. Instead of, you know, bleeding artists dry for your haunted flats, you're here.
Because I'm living with Taylor this month, and that ghost that I've told you about that keeps doing those shits in our toilet. Oh, that ghost has got a dicky tummy.
What?
And,
assume it's a she.
She's fine, actually.
I see. It's so weird that they had IBS in the 1700s.
It was called dysentery back then. But
it was fancier, wasn't it? It wasn't just, oh, I'm a comic and I have trouble.
What they died of.
Yeah. I think that this ghost just needs to stop drinking so much.
Do you know what? I'm suddenly aware. I'm always aware of the wings in the evening. Hello, wings. Because you've got just the, well, you've got the perfect view of my... my gin baby, and I'm just going to do that so that you don't feel like you're blocked out. Is that better? Is that better? Okay, thanks. Great. We're all having such a great time. I will introduce our guest in a moment, and I have to tell you something. The guest is a man. Oh. Well, and now he's feeling really good about himself.
He's there.
He's there. I know this looks like soundproof concrete, but he can actually hear. Well, if you listen to the podcast, you will know that once a month for Men's Month in November, we do allow the men on because it's good to give them a chance. We're so far ahead, and it's just throw them a bone. Hundreds of years of oppression. Anyway, so I will bring out the guest. We'll have a little chat with him, and then we will talk about an actual crime case from history.
It's from like 20 years ago. History! Just like an American, this building dates all the way back to the 1970s. Wow. Look at the linoleum. And then this is the important part. This is why I'm spilling it out, because we always ask one member of the audience to come up at the end and Ooh. Share their own crime story in the hopes that yes. we might solve it with our deft detective skills.
Absolutely no pressure. But genuinely yesterday, a woman came up and told us about a time she was accused of murder. Yeah. So if you're like, oh, somebody stole my sandwiches at work, fuck you. Because we're expecting good stuff tonight.
No, people. Sandwiches are fine.
Sandwiches are fine?
Sandwiches are fine. And it's nice to end on a light note sometime. Don't come up and, you know, I used to be a psychotherapist, but I quit for a reason. So, you know, just fun crime. No, just have a think. But don't spend the entire hour going like, oh my God, should I go up? Would you try? They can enjoy the show, but then.
But also there's a prize.
Oh, there is a prize.
It's
pink Secco.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That is if I don't drink it. So, right. You might get that.
Now, I'm going to bring out our guest, but I'm going to do a thing that the podcast listeners will understand. And I'm cutting right to the chase. I'm just going to go, what is Drunk Women Solving Crime? It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, three. Three people. Oh, nothing like belonging. All right, let's welcome to the stage. He is lovely. We have seen his show today. You need to go see it. And it's all the way next door. So yeah, you can
see it. Very convenient.
It's fantastic. Please welcome Bilal Zafar.
Yay! Bilal! Welcome!
Hello!
Welcome!
Thank you. Test, thank you.
How are you, Bilal?
I'm very well, thanks.
Oh, that's lovely. It's so nice to have you here. Please forget that they all went,
that was upsetting. I'm actually,
that was upsetting.
Yeah, because I'm a men's rights activist. And I've come here to set you straight.
Well, that's exactly why we've brought you on. But don't be modest. You're also an incel.
Are they all? There probably is a big crossover.
There's a whole bunch of... You know when the Zen diagram is just a circle, I think? Pretty sure how that works. thank you so much. Thank you so much for being part of our Men's Month. We really appreciate it. And we always ask the same question, as you know. Bilal, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yes.
Okay.
The most light-hearted one I have is... when I was about 8 years old, I think, and me and my parents came back from, I don't know, shopping or whatever. And the door was, you know, the chain link thing, whatever you call that. The door wouldn't open because that was on.
Oh.
So someone had broken in.
And then locked the chain.
Locked it. Pretty clever, to be fair. Fair play to him.
Yeah. Right? Oh, wow. Just doing a little prank.
Well, that's like, they're like, well, someone's come back. Right, we've been warned. I can hear that chain. Now let's get out the back door with all the stuff we're knitting.
I love the idea that the thief is like, well, this is a really bad neighborhood. So I better... there might be more of me. So this is already very bizarre. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. I lived in a flat on the first floor. Mm-hmm. And my dad broke the thing. And we got in and the guy had gone. I think he jumped off the balcony.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And luckily he hadn't taken anything. I think we got back just in time.
Wow.
But I had a little money box of, I think it was £12 that I'd saved. And I had it hidden. You know when you have like your drawers and your desk? I had it inside that bit, so you'd have to pull a drawer out.
Okay.
I had it in there.
Oh.
You're not stupid.
No.
Yeah.
I love that. Did you not trust your parents at all?
They did. My mum would take my money. Well, because she would be like, oh, we're going to a wedding. Let's put 20 quid in an envelope. Can we just take your... We'll give you it back.
Yes. You know,
that did happen.
Yeah.
And that you're right to call that stealing, because it is.
That's stealing, yeah.
That's peer pressure.
No, I'm so on board with this, because the only cash in the house is my 9-year-old daughter's, because she has an allowance. So it's just like our little bank. We pay... We pay her back, mostly. Anyway.
So, yeah, so we noticed nothing was missing, and I panicked, and I rushed over to check that my thing was there, because I thought he would have broken in. I thought he would have been clever enough to pull the drawer out and take my £12.
Yeah.
But it was okay.
I didn't breathe. The whole time. It takes a long time to save up £12. That's worth $8 million today, at least. In adult money. Do you know what I mean?
Where were you getting that bunce? Was it pocket money?
I think so.
How much did you get a week? I'm just wondering.
Oh, not that much.
Okay.
No, I didn't really have pocket money as a thing.
Okay.
So, I don't know where I found it. Maybe on the street. Yeah.
Is your theory that they heard you coming and did the chain just to stall, just to buy some time? Because I don't know why else. Because that would waste precious, precious stealing time. I'm just top tips for anyone who's...
I guess so. I mean, they might have come in and like done it immediately. They might have done it to loads of flats in the area, you know?
Well, was anyone else burgled, as far as you know?
I don't know. I don't care.
Like, was there definitely nothing missing? Was there anything messed up?
No.
Like, no sign, just like the balcony window was open?
Yeah, so but we didn't lock our balcony doors. That's what it was. So he must have climbed up somehow.
Okay.
And got in from that point, obviously.
Okay.
Right.
Was that an easy jump? I've got very
easy.
Bad knees.
My cat did it a couple of times. Yeah.
Have we ruled the cat out? Like, cats are evil, we know this. So.
It's always the cat burglar.
Yeah, you're right.
It didn't even deserve that. I am ashamed, and it will not happen again. Well, Bilal, we always ask on the podcast, if you had the perpetrator here, you could speak to them, do anything with impunity, what would you say or do? Or...
Some kind of assault.
This is why we have men on, because when we ask the women, they are like,
I'd take them aside, I'd forgive them.
We get a lot of that, like, I hope you're in a better place.
Oh, no, come on.
You're just going to Donkey Kong them. I like it. It's good. Alrighty, very nice. I didn't introduce you guys.
Hey, it's fine. I think people are slowly getting to know us.
Yeah, but they should know your names. I'm so sorry that we're doing this in the wrong order. What an embarrassment to the podcast.
Please don't say my nickname to a whole room of people that don't listen to us.
This is Hannah. Well, look, if they want to find out the context, you got to catch up. This is Hannah, a.k.a. Detective Butt Stuff, and this is Katie Wilkins, a.k.a. Detective Sasshole. My apologies to both of you.
Yay! Mine is easier to explain.
I mean, mine's
to your
simple.
Parents.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not that. I used to be not very sassy at all. I once apologised to a door. And then one day I decided I was going to be sassy, and now I just use doors normally.
Sass-o-meter. Thank you. When we interrogate people, we just send Katie around. just grind them down. Right. Well, thank you very much for sharing that story. Are we ready to solve some true crime now? I mean, we use solve in the very loosest sense of the word. It's really just like a quiz that we play in front of you. Have fun. Let's do it. All right. Our case involves theft.
Ooh.
And it begins with a jar of face cream. Your first question is, what could face cream be used for in a theft? Bilal, right in there.
Yeah, you put it all over your body and you squeeze through the window. That's what I do.
That's an excellent guy. I know somebody who did that, but to escape from a place, not to get in. Mental health is in shambles in this country. That's all I'm going to say, genuinely. So, yeah, very good guess.
That's pretty good. I think they would put it on their face like Mrs. Doubtfire did with that cake, to disguise they can't be ID'd.
Gotcha. Very good.
It's a good film.
Classic.
Did they know that?
I've never seen it.
Have you never seen?
No.
What?
No, I've seen the good Robin Williams films, but. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. I'm joking. great. I love. Oh, anyway. The whole plot just looks like, whoa. Okay. Hannah.
I mean, he is arguably a fucking terrible father, isn't he? It's like when you're a kid, you're like, oh God, the mum is such a bitch. And then you get older and you're like, that dad is a cunt. Like, do you know what I mean? You're just like, oh, like he's funny, but like he does not do his share. Sorry.
Definitely.
No, maybe that's just what I sensed. And that's why I didn't. Why are we talking about this? Oh, because of Katie. Thanks, Katie. Sassy. All right. Hannah George, what do you think? Face cream?
Do you know what? Carry on. I feel like I've taken up enough of your time.
Okay. That's fine. I will tell you now, it was used to hide a blue diamond ring worth £500 million.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm so impressed that no one said masturbation. Thank you very much, because that would have been the first thing that I would have answered. So this is why we have it's been a very highbrow evening so far, and I would like to keep us there, if at all possible, on this day of our Lord. Now, this same thing was also a plot device in a 1975 film sequel, which shares its name with the criminal gang we are to discuss today. Any idea what that film might be?
Mm. Sorry, a sequel? Did you?
It's a film sequel, because I had to be technically the plot devices in the sequel, but I'm after the name of the film series, because that is the name of the criminal.
Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8.
The other one.
1975. Go back further.
Oh. I mean, we've just been to Bilal's show, and you do have a degree in media studies.
Yeah.
So you should know, my friend.
Yeah, you're right.
70s. How many of these films did they make?
Oh, I have no idea.
But there's at least.
Can you give us a clue, like a word in the title or
there's
both
a colour
words?
In it.
Is it? It's not. No. Is the colour lavender?
No.
Oh, wow.
Because if it was, that would
lavender
be more...
Lavender 2. Yeah. That's really good.
Oh, my God. This time it's dried. Oh, I got a snort. Yay. Oh, that's fantastic. Shall I... I would like to ask you. No, please, go.
Wrong.
No. Don't do this. Don't doubt yourself. Just
I'm actually wrong.
Guess what? We're allowed to be wrong. No, women are taught we're not allowed to be wrong, and that's why we stay quiet.
Well, wrong.
Is it definitely wrong? All right. Well, I'll spare you the. That's fine. It's the Pink Panther, guys. The sequel was The Return of the Pink Panther when this little face cream thing was used.
Where does the Pink Panther come from?
Lavender.
I'll try it. Where does the Pink Panther come from? Durham. 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 That was just, that Durham. That was just my favourite joke as a child. That's great. You get to do a bit.
I love it, but is he really from Durham?
No.
So it's just an inaccurate joke where you get to say the name of a town? I don't understand you guys, but I live here and I love you. Durham. Durham. I mean, it's all in our heads now. This crime ring is known as the Pink Panthers. Are we familiar with the Pink Panthers at all? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some very sage nods in the front row. I won't ask any further questions. Don't worry. They are responsible for some of the most daring and high-value heists of the early 2000s. Some criminologists even regard them as artists. Well, we will decide what is art. But first, let's get to know them a little bit. So the Pink Panthers are a group of several hundred members, most of whom come from what sort of background? I'll give you a hint. Their background definitely helps them with what they do.
Oh, circus.
Circus. That's a nice guess.
That's a really good guess.
That's a good guess. Good guess.
Ninjas.
A ninja background.
Also, if they're like the most successful gang, if there's fucking hundreds of them, then you're kind of like, that's cheating.
Statistically,
right?
You'd be pretty good at it.
Do they come from like criminal families? So the Mitchells or. Just in case anyone didn't get the joke, I really like to hammer it home.
I mean, look, this would be a difficult one to get granted. Most of them are former Yugoslavian state citizens who were trained as military during the Bosnian War. I know. After the Bosnian War, the black market flourished. The economy basically collapsed. There was a lot of illegal trading. The Pink Panthers were formed. Voila. That was about 4 fucking days of research condensed into one sentence for you guys. It's a hard job we do here. I get paid to drink. It's fine. I'm doing all right. All right. So the Pink Panthers, you guys, they have one rule. What is their rule?
They have to wear pink.
They have to wear pink.
No one will catch us.
Is it like don't kill anyone, don't hurt anyone?
It is precisely that.
I like these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on board.
It's really hard not to glamorize this group because they're so fucking cool. Like, there's really sorry. Like, they don't, some of the stuff, they do, it's bad. Blah, blah, blah. But you watch, God, you watch the security footage and you're like, oh my God. Okay. So, but look, let's be balanced. Let's be fair and balanced about how we do this. That is their rule, which is not to say, because here's the other side of it, is not to say that they are not absolutely traumatizing people, because they come in, they are armed, and they are threatening people. So that is putting people through a serious incident. And one time the gun went off and they hit somebody in the knee, but that could happen on a random Tuesday in Kansas, so yeah. At least they've got some ethics. They are highly organized. They're known for their meticulous planning, and a former member notes that their success rate is partially down to the speed of their heist. So your next question is, what do you think the average speed of their heist is? If you add them all up, there's been hundreds, and you divide them by the number, because that's how you find an average. What do you get?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay. Yeah. That's pretty speedy.
8 minutes.
8 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're like well off.
Yes.
And it's like, because if you're breaking into like a museum.
Yeah, is it like an hour to get through the... this concrete,
oh my God, because it's like, well, I didn't pay for the special exhibit, so I've got to... Like,
Ocean's 11 took ages, man.
Yeah.
That's a long film.
They took a feature-length time.
Yeah.
A long heist.
They said, however long it took George Clooney to do that bit.
But we've got 2 minutes, we've got 8 minutes. Hannah George, any...
I was going to go for 31.
31 what? Minutes.
Hours. They like to take their time, they're cool.
31 minutes. It's 1 minute 22 seconds.
No.
And that's just because a couple of long ones, like, they are fast. It's almost as fast as high school sex, which is hard to beat. Someone has a really hearty laugh, and I like it. One of their most impressive heists took place in a mall in 2007. Your next question, where do you think that mall was? Where's the mall?
I mean, do we know what country?
Yeah, where are they still?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh.
That's what I'm asking, Hannah George.
Okay, well, lots of countries have malls, so we're not.
In 2007, it certainly wasn't the Isle of Wight. That's a really random thing to say, unless you know I come from the Isle of Wight. As a teenager, I had nowhere to hang out because everyone wanted to hang out with me, but they said there was nowhere to hang out. Thank you. It is a pantomime, and I will take that.
That's basically like, we would be your friend, but there's no buildings. There's no surfaces on which to hang. Okay, yeah, that's legit. Let's. Oh, jeez, anyway.
Fuck! Country.
Is it Russia?
Ooh, no.
I'm gonna go America. Just, I know they've definitely got malls.
Okay,
there.
Okay.
I'm trying to think as well, but we need somewhere with malls and diamonds.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like the two things.
She's never been to a mall.
Oh, they're diamonds and malls. Not like £500 million diamonds.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like,
the malls
I've
went
seen,
to.
Yeah, I've seen
diamonds.
Mall security. There's like, I've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop. There's no way.
I shall tell you now, it was Dubai.
I was going to guess that next.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I really was, because I thought they've got too much stupid expensive stuff.
They've got really, yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, believe in yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
Always believe in yourself. It's the incel song.
It is, yeah, yeah, that's all. That's our anthem.
You're so lovely. That's why it's funny when we call you an incel. Like, okay. So besides having, yes, a jewelry store with a shit ton of proper valuables, there was something really advantageous about how the store was positioned in the mall that allowed this heist to occur. What do you think?
Oh, is it like near the loading bay?
Okay. No, that's a great answer. I think you're onto the right track. Really?
Is it near the sea?
No. But thanks again, because we welcome all answers. That's a good guess, because they have been known to escape with every mode of transport you can imagine, and sometimes it is speedboats, but not this time.
I didn't listen to the question.
I was like, you know when you're kind of like, you realise you should have listened to something, and I was just there in my head, I was just going, Durham. So I'm really sorry. But was it where the mall was that made it?
Well, it was.
Or was it where the shop was inside the mall?
Do you know what? It was both. I will tell you. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Keep trying. Love your spirit. Never give up. First of all, the jewelry store was ground level. It was right by an entrance, and that entrance was right off of the motorway.
Oh.
Okay.
So, after hours, when everything started to get a little bit more quiet, I mean, it was basically asking to get broken into. It's like the jewelry store equivalent of what were you wearing, you know? Just asking. Okay. It was satirical. Just if anyone is uncertain of my
Americans
intent.
Don't know irony, so what is she doing?
She was doing some American irony.
I lived here for 17 years. And it took me that long to understand it.
Drunk women solving crime.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, so they broke in. If you've never seen this footage, it is really something. They broke in by driving two Audis straight over the pavement and smashing through the front doors. The first car drove in backwards at full speed. I mean, I'm proud when I parallel park. Like, I'm just like, woo! Like, every time. It was really something. So your next question, why would they drive in backwards?
To escape easier?
Yes,
yeah.
That is one of the reasons. Yeah. Because they're facing the right way.
Is it, I don't know, this is a guess, but is it like it does less damage to the car or something if you
because
the back stronger?
Yeah,
the engine's in the front. Engine.
You are yeah. You're onto the right.
And so
now.
Are they.
Keep
they're
going
the
more,
front.
More.
Well, they're in the front too, so it won't hurt them.
Also, Audi's great boot space. So for this little diamond, I imagine they're like, where are we going to put our little pot of cream?
I love the idea that like 1 minute of the heist is them pressing the button like beep 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 with the boot opening and then having to wait. Don't do it manually; it harms it. So good. You know what? It's definitely because they were positioned for the escape, but it was also so the airbag would not deploy.
Is that what they just called one of the guys? The airbag. He's just like, wouldn't stop fucking talking.
All right, airbag.
Yeah. Shut up! We know it's wrong. We want to do it. Pink Panthers.
My God. Oh, that's great. I mean, it looked really cool, too. I would do it just for that reason. But the other thing is they did a... It's so precise because they go right through the entrance. They don't hit anybody. And they smash into the front of the jewelry store as well. So they killed two birds with one Audi. Like, it's just... It's quite something. Now! Look how I put headers for Edinburgh. Pink Panthers. I put headers on every page. I numbered the pages. Woo! Profesh. Okay. So that first car becomes the getaway car, and then a second is where the thieves are. They drive in straight, but this is not the getaway car. Three of them exit. They smash through the shop. It's like me in a sweet shop, just getting all over it. Your next question, were the drivers of the cars, the two cars, men or women?
Well, they bloody crashed, didn't they? I imagine they're women. There's a man that really... I'm not going to laugh at that, actually. That was... No, I'm here with my wife, and that was sexist, actually. She is a fine driver. Sorry, I vote women.
Yeah, I mean, what's... I don't know what the reason would be specific. Right? Oh, I'm sorry.
Man.
Met
in an ideal world. No, that's fine. Okay, so are you going with two women?
I'm going with men.
You're going with men.
Incel, remember? Men's rights.
I almost called you an incel again, but then I looked at my notes and I almost called you Interpol. Interpol. Katie, what do you reckon?
One man and one woman.
That is correct.
Yay.
One of each. Equal rights in Diamond Heist, guys. Get in. They made off with over £9 million worth of jewelry. Now, how long did this heist take? We know they're average, but what was this one?
30 seconds.
Smash through the thing. But like, how? But like, getting the stuff would...
Yeah, that takes some time.
You know? Beep. 2 minutes?
Okay.
I'm saying 30 seconds, so I'm upping it to 40.
Okay, fine.
31 hours.
31 hours.
We gotta get these guys. But it's bedtime.
It took 55 seconds. I know, it's so hot, isn't it? Like, it's like... They saw the film Gone in 60 Seconds. They're like, I'm going to see five seconds on that motherfucker. Gone in 55 seconds. They stash the cars. They set them on fire. This is actually how some of them get caught. Why is that? Where does the setting the cars on fire go wrong?
Were they full of fireworks? He was just like, afterwards, I think we should celebrate. What do you think?
I still can't believe they did it that quick. I'm mind blown. How'd you do that?
Watch it. It's all on the security cam.
Is it on YouTube?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I've watched it so many times.
Yeah.
When I'm alone.
That's amazing.
There's that other ghost in our flat, I've realised.
Woo!
I really hope that's the noise you make. It's multiple. Sorry, sir, a multiple orgasm is... He knows. He bloody knows. I just can't look at him now. I've gone redder. If I...
Oh, I'm sorry. We're gonna...
What did you say?
What did she say?
He's more gone in 55 seconds.
Oh!
Oh! Wow.
Listeners, she kissed his head as an apology.
Also, for the listeners, she said he's more gone in 55 seconds.
Oh, sorry, I should have led with that. What's a podcast? Okay. What? What? I, we'll jump ahead a little bit because we've got some other stuff. But what went wrong is that one of them left the windows up, so there wasn't enough oxygen. And the who the fuck is that? Get out! I'm just kidding. But yeah, turn it off.
Someone's
like,
alarm's
it's
going
like
off.
A lullaby. That's creepy.
It's kind of
who
really
has
nice.
That ringtone? Bum, bum,
bum, bum. I hope it's not my phone backstage. No, it's from there, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely from there.
Oh, we found the culprit.
Don't make me get violent in my wrap dress. It's quite all right. That's the most adorable sound.
Oh, and it doesn't know the word silent.
What a sassy little crowd we have tonight.
Let me... Sunday night.
The ironies were like, Sunday it's going to be really quiet.
Right.
It's going to be really subdued.
This is chaos. This is like a Trump rally.
So it's a fine line, Bilal. It's a fine line. Extremism is extremism. Oh my gosh. Wasn't enough oxygen. Nobody wants the science at this point. Come on. They fucked up the fire and left behind some evidence. They had some gloves, which the police were eventually able to trace. Do you think that they wound up doing time for the crime?
No.
No.
They were gone.
They were gone. And
yeah. They seemed too clever. Also, I was thinking, like, with Dubai, like, it's, you know, the police are really, really strict. It's like, you don't want to... You have to be perfect, right, if you're going to do something like that.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I just thought they'd be really on it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be long gone. Changed their plans or whatever.
Yeah, they'd have, load, like, plan B and plan C and D. I, and D. Maybe an E.
Well, everyone wound up doing a little bit of time except for the woman.
Oh, yes, queen.
She disappeared back to Serbia and was never tracked down. So that they've had hundreds of heists. That's just one of theirs. Another happened in Madrid. This time it was a much smaller shop on a very busy street. And in this case, they had to study the habits of the shopkeepers. So they wanted to find out when they took their lunch breaks. Did they ever close the shop? When did they open? So needed somebody that could be nearby without seeming... Do you like how I turn that burp into a thoughtful... I was my father in that moment.
Well, we didn't need to... We need to get up really early for the flight.
How do you think they... How would you study the habits of one shop without rousing suspicion? What would be your way in?
Go for a job interview.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what? You are right.
Yes.
But they got a job in the shop next door.
Did they do that by accident?
Well, no. What I love about this example is they didn't need to hire anyone in the little shop. It was just like a souvenir shop. But this woman who worked for the Pink Panthers was so hot that the guy was just like, yeah, you can be my assistant. Which is kind of adorable. And she said she would just like move stuff on the shelf but be listening to what's going on next door. So they, in this case, they broke into the shop when there was a festival going on so no one would hear anything. They left all the items on display in the glass cases untouched. What would the reasoning behind that be?
Was it so it wouldn't look like it had been broken into at first?
Okay. Yeah, to keep it intact. Yep.
I did respect for the art of window dressing. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, somebody's done that. Somebody's done that, haven't they? Yeah. Leave them alone.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so you're saying after the heist, it looked like nothing had happened. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
That's cool. So it must have been fake stuff, right?
That's you guys it. Are right.
Oh,
you guys are right. One of their security tactics,
stuff.
Which they did not employ in Dubai for some reason, is that they would put out just cheapest jewelry.
Aren't people stupid for spending millions when you could just get a fake one if it looks the same?
Yeah, this is what's really, I mean, yeah, the whole thing, it's like, who decided the value of this and just what we ascribe to it? And it's there's a nice documentary about this called Smash and Grab if you'd like to learn more. Check it out. And and one of the ex-thieves who gets interviewed talks about this very thing. He's like, I didn't understand the value of what we were stealing. Like, I get it, but I don't get it. And it was just interesting to hear from him. Like, this is illogical to me. Anyway, so deep. Just, going so deep. So in this case, they stole the safe. They took the entire safe with them so they could crack it in another place. And this guy who's interviewed in the documentary described what a good safe cracker he was. That's what all men say. But which do you think is harder to break into, a digital safe or a mechanical safe?
I reckon a mechanical one is easier.
Yes, because I know quite a lot about digital stuff. I've got my iPhone 4. I mean, touch me, because I'm... But what I would say is, with digital stuff, do they not always leave a back door? And I feel like with a big mechanical safe, they wouldn't just pop a little back door that you could open. So I think a... Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no... Did you know the back door about the fact that you can actually get in? Because what if the developer wants to get in and tinker with his program? Do you know what I mean? I just feel
I don't know what she's talking about. I want to understand you so bad.
I was staying quiet. I thought I was stupid. Like, I was like, I don't...
I think I've got a bit too technical.
All I could think was, this is why Hannah is called Detective Buster.
Thank you. Because I was like, is this turning into a euphemism? Like, you know, the back door. Like, yes, Hannah.
Oh, when developers listen to this, they'll be tweeting. They'll go, justice for Hannah. They will know. But that's a thing. So I'm saying mechanical. And if I'm wrong,
okay,
I won't be. Watch.
Wait, are you saying mechanical's harder or easier?
Mechanical's harder because there's no back door.
I'm saying
I'll say digital.
Just to be different?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can hack it then.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay. I'm saying mechanical's easier.
Oh, you're saying it's easier.
So yeah.
You're saying it's harder. You guys agree.
Yes.
You guys are wrong. Wait, I got confused who said what. So I don't know. Mark your own paper here, because I don't know what happened. Mechanical safes are harder to crack.
Yes, that's what I said!
Yep.
Thank you.
The reason is pretty cool. I didn't know this. Digital safe, they just dust for fingerprints. They can see which numbers have been touched, and they just work it out. They eventually get the code, and they know which numbers to ignore. Boom! So hot.
Well, but, you know, what if they've been wiping their fingers? What then?
Yeah. What if they forgot their password? I do with everything.
Yeah.
Pressed all the wrong...
And then they had to reset it.
I don't actually know why it doesn't go, like, too many wrong tries. Like, why isn't it as advanced as my, like, EDF account? Do you know what I mean? Fucking EDF. Oh, take that out. Don't take it out.
That'll learn them.
That'll learn them, I know. And then they'll just jack up my account. Anyway. Mechanical's really hard, and I still don't quite understand how they do this, but they listen for the difference in sound. So you have to have excellent hearing.
Yeah, but then if you can do that, it's easy.
Yeah, if you've got superpowers, you can do anything.
Like, that's what I meant.
I don't know. I, like, gigged when I was a teenager. I don't hear so well, so it sounds pretty hard. And finally, in this particular heist, they found something very unusual in the safe, along with all the jewels that they took with them. And they just left it because it was like, weird. Something unusual
in the
safe.
Was it the last will and testament? Of no, it was a monkey's paw.
We have the last will and testament of a monkey's paw. Anybody else?
Was it like someone's ashes or something?
Ooh.
Okay. I just can't stop burping. I'm so sorry. Recently switched to gin and tonic and a gin, and it was a bubble way.
Yeah, I agree that I think it might be something quite sentimental.
Okay.
If you see what I mean. So maybe like...
Yeah. To me, I think you're all under the right track. It was a dildo.
What?
A very sentimental dildo. I have no further information.
Do you think that's just literally to like make them pause and really fuck up their average?
I do wonder. So the guy's interviewed and he's like, it never made the media, so the police didn't report it, but they must have left it for the police just to be like, fuck you guys, right? Like, why would they have...
What, you think they added it themselves? It wasn't already in
there? Well, they must have, because otherwise wouldn't you think, like, it's a dildo full of diamonds? Like, why would it be in the safe? A dildo full of diamonds.
So you
that's the name for this episode, by the way. Nailed on.
You think they were sending
the
police
day that
a message?
I can afford it. Oh.
Isn't it like you can't see them, but you know they're there?
It just makes it a little better. Hi, Mom. My mom listens to the podcast. Okay, just to round it a little bit. I just really had to say, this woman in the documentary who was interviewed says, she's talking about how she had to change her identity so much, and they're obviously getting new passports, changing how they look. And the filmmaker, who's also a woman, says, was it kind of fun to have all these identity changes? And she went, no, it was awful because I didn't always like the style. I just thought that was kind of cute. So back to the face cream, which is where this crazy journey began. This heist involved no Audis, no dildos, but it did happen in the UK. Woo! It happened in London. They had to scope out the London store and get to know where all the guards stood, where all the most valuable things were. So they sent a woman in to scope it out. And what do you think her story was so that she could spend some extra time in the shop? Without rousing suspicion. I keep saying rousing suspicion. Is that even an expression? Great, thanks.
For the listeners, we're all looking confused at each other.
That she was like lost.
Right. And then she just kept walking in circles. Nope, still didn't leave. I love that. I like that.
She's looking for a gift for someone.
Oh, okay. You know? Nice, nice, nice.
It's a jewelry shop, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the little Spanish one.
No, we're in London now.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. It's been a little bit erratic, hasn't it? We took a left at Dildo and we ended up in London. Coventry. It's a lovely place. Thanks to our listeners there.
I think maybe she said she had some kind of illness.
Ooh.
So she had to like rest for a little bit. She presented as posh. So they were like, yes, you can rest here and look at all our diamonds.
Okay. It's a good guess. She definitely presented as posh. She had a legitimately expensive ring, which she had taken from another heist. And she said she needed her ring adjusted because she'd lost weight.
Oh,
tell me about it, sister. I can't even wear my wedding rings. I don't think you're in a happy marriage if your ring still fits. That's my. If you haven't bloated up together, are you really in love?
That's an excellent reframe.
So in the actual heist, they broke in during the day. They were armed in disguise, but one of them wore something. I'm going to do this so fast, sorry, so we can get the audience crying. But one of them wore something that kind of made them stand out. Jesus. I'm a little tipsy on this one. Made them stand out. It was a bad choice in their otherwise pretty good costumes.
Big red hat.
Big red hat. It was something on their head.
Sombrero.
Okay. Hi, I've recently lost weight. Muchachos. I'm just going to tell you because I don't want the audience member to have to talk too quickly. For some reason, he wore a big pompadour wig, like Elvis. All the guys get away apart from the pompadour guy. He gets caught by a security guard who just legs it out. I'll make this your final question. How does the guard detain him after catching him? What does he do? Because he's not armed. This is just a security guard. He's waiting for the police to arrive. How does he keep this guy in the big Elvis wig still?
Does he sit on him?
He sits on him!
Oh, sorry, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Were you going to say sit
no,
on him?
No, yeah, sorry. But it's, I'm not upset that you said it. It's fine.
We know that. I believe that you were about to say it too.
Yeah, yeah, because so. What else can you do?
Right. Yeah. This is kind of my favorite part of the whole thing. According to passersby, the guard yelled something at the guy whilst he was sitting on him. He yelled that his wig looked stupid. So I just wanted to end on a fun note there. The Pink Panthers went quiet for almost a decade until recently. It's believed that some recent thefts might be linked to them. We're not sure, but there was one where they dressed up as characters from Peaky Blinders. So they're just getting a little bit full of flair. I like it. I think we're all here for it. So here's to diamonds, I guess.
Cheers.
To diamonds. Yay. Now, okay. We have 6 minutes to hear from a member of the audience. Would anyone like to volunteer to come up and share their crime for some pink secco?
Come on up. Give a round of applause. Yay.
Sorry, I should have pointed to where you needed to go. I love that you come right to me, though.
Speak right into the microphone, and what is your name?
Pip.
Hi, Pip.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Actually,
very.
We don't have time for that. Sorry. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're
Thank
very
you
welcome.
So much for coming up. Let us know your crime.
Basically, I want to know if I'm a criminal.
Okay.
So, I know.
I mean, first instinct, no.
That is called profiling. That is fucking do it.
Classic, right? It's classic serial killer.
I know,
right?
Classic. Like, okay. So, I'm here on my own.
Yeah.
I've got a weekend off from the baby. It's very exciting for
yes.
me.
Yay. So,
And I was well done. I was sat in a very speedy pizza restaurant, let's say.
Speedy
Pizza Express.
Okay.
It's too clever for us.
I think it's called Pizza Andrew now.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And I got served. I had my dinner.
Uh-huh.
Read my book, that kind of thing. And all the tables around me got like cleared. People went.
Yeah.
And I sat there for quite a while.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Like, okay. Got
oh,
my
wait,
coat
you hadn't
on.
Been served yet?
Well, no, I've been served,
oh,
eaten.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
I was like,
oh, no,
the crime
fine.
Was all theirs.
So okay, all the tables around me were cleared.
Gotcha.
All the children from the, you know, lunchtime rush had gone. Mm-hmm. You know, there was just mm-hmm. me. I sat there and I thought, I'll do the passive aggressive. I'll put my coat on with my purse. Like, I'm ready to pay.
Yes.
Got it.
And I got more cross because I'm 35 and I'm a mother and I'm white and a woman and I'm angry. And I was like, I'm here to pay. No? Okay. So I got up.
Uh-huh.
I put a tenner under the glass.
Okay.
Because you are legally allowed to pay what you like for meals.
Wait, no, this is important. What?
Like, legally. Legally, you can pay what you want. You can say, I'm not paying that. I'll pay that. I work
I
in
mean,
food.
I mean, as a start of a negotiation. Not...
Hold on.
Oh, fuck. We're all going to the plaza. Let's go. That's in New York, so we're always going to hope the rule applies to airlines.
Goodness. Okay, so scrub that out then. I didn't. I put £10 under the glass.
Okay, yep.
Walked out. Yeah, I'm cross, but I've still paid my £10. I've done a token bit. And then I thought, shit, I've left my water bottle on the table. So walked back uh-huh. and then thought, no, I'm taking the tenner with me as well. So I walked. Nobody... I was like this the rest of the day because I was just like,
the,
you know, English
guilt has followed you around. And so it should because yeah, you are a thief.
Yeah.
I don't.
Of the worst sort.
Yeah. I don't often say scum of the earth. But, no, Pip, what I'm interested in how much, what bill did you accrue? Like, do you
Oh,
think?
I had like a Coke and a margarita. Like,
oh, you didn't even eat?
No,
have any cheesy garlic balls.
No.
She had the margarita pizza, not a drink.
Oh, wait. That sounds like a great meal to me.
No, like food. Like, yeah. bread, cheese. You know.
Can I?
Oh, it's a margarita pizza.
Yeah.
Did you not get that?
I don't listen.
Can I ask a question, Pip?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just ask for the bill?
Because, like,
get no heart of the matter, it's Wilkins.
Because everyone had disappeared. All the waiters had disappeared.
They had just gone.
And, like, there was one guy, like, not looking at me, like, clearing, because obviously his job was to clear and not do anything else.
Right.
And I was just like, I shouldn't have to go to this much effort.
All right, look, we've got two options here. One, you're a thief. Number two, a rich admirer had paid your bill, but nobody told you.
Oh, so. Take your
percent. He asked us to give you this.
There you go. Thank you. Well done. We got to the heart of it. We all know it's staff shortages. Brexit. We have just enough time to ask Bilal, what have you got going on? Tell us about your show. Where can they find you?
Doing a show next door in the Jersey every day except the 15th at 5:30. It's about when I worked in a care home for a year. For very rich people while I was on £6.50 an hour. And I think it's quite good, actually.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
I really enjoyed it.
It's so funny and so brilliant.
There are just so many stories. I could sit and listen to you talk about working there and the stories of the people there for a long time. You should get your own series where you're like playing the
character. They've done Derek.
Well, on that note.
So go check out Bilal's show. We've got to stop it. We've been Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Yay! Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and on Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then please write it in that review and we'll solve it. Thank you so much to Acast for hosting us, and thank you for listening.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.